Thursday, May 2nd, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Enter Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. Bless your servant, and I shall live and obey your word. Open my eyes, that I may see the wonders of your law. I am a pilgrim on the earth. Show me your commands. My soul is ever consumed as I long for your decrees. You threaten the proud, the accursed, who turn from your commands. Relieve me from scorn and contempt, for I do your will. Though princes sit plotting against me, I ponder on your rulings. Your will is my delight, your statutes are my counselors. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Father, giver of all good gifts, do not let us go astray from your commands, but help us to seek you with all our hearts. Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I trust you. Let me not be disappointed. Do not let my enemies triumph. Those who hope in you shall not be disappointed, but only those who wantonly break faith. Lord, make me know your ways. Lord, teach me your paths. Make me walk in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. In you I hope all day long because of your goodness, O Lord. Remember your mercy, Lord, and the love you have shown from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth. In your love remember me. The Lord is good and upright. He shows the path to those who stray. He guides the humble in the right paths. He teaches his way to the poor. His ways are faithfulness and love for those who keep his covenant and law. Lord, for the sake of your name, forgive my guilt, for it is great. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. To you, Lord, we lift up our souls. Rescue us. Do not let us be put to shame for calling out to you. Do not remember the sins of our youth and stupidity, but remember us with your love. Continuation of Psalm 25. If anyone fears the Lord, he will show him the path he should choose. His soul shall live in happiness, and his children shall possess the land. The Lord's friendship is for those who revere him. To them he reveals his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues my feet from the snare. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am lonely and poor. Relieve the anguish of my heart and set me free from my distress. See my affliction and my toil, and take all my sins away. See how many are my foes, how violent their hatred for me. Preserve my life and rescue me. Do not disappoint me. You are my refuge. May innocence and uprightness protect me, for my hope is in you, O Lord. Redeem Israel, O God, from all its distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Through your Son, Lord, you spared sinners to show us your mercy and love. Do not remember our sins, but show us your ways, relieve our distress, and satisfy the longing of your people, so that all our hopes for eternal peace may reach fulfillment. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this midday is from Titus chapter 3, verses 5b through 7. God saved us through the baptism of new birth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he lavished on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, in your love, you have brought us from evil to good and from misery to happiness. Through your blessings, give the courage of perseverance to those you have called and justified by faith. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.